Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneur, is a show about entrepreneurs and those organizations that support them. My name is Toby Stapleton. I'm the director of the UMass Dartmouth Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, and we are pleased to host Radio Entrepreneurs this week as we broadcast live, as it were, from the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, which is at the center of what's happening in the startup and entrepreneurial scene here in southeastern Massachusetts. And one of the organizations we work very closely with is the Massachusetts Export Center. A number of our companies here, as well as companies throughout the region, are engaged internationally, and the organization that helps them to do business overseas is the Mass Export Center. So we're pleased to have Nancy Loud here today. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Toby. Great to be here.
So Nancy, tell us a little bit about yourself before we talk about the Export Center.
Me, personally?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I spent most of my career in international marketing and sales for large companies and spent a lot of time in Japan and all over Asia, and then also worked in Europe for quite a long time. And I found that was fairly difficult to continue doing with a family, so I shifted gears a little bit and came and started helping companies do exporting so they could be the ones on the road.
Yep.
So for the last almost 10 years now, I've been working for the Mass Export Center, helping companies export their products all over the world.
Right. And it's amazing to me that the Mass Export Center is one of those resources that we have in the state that I'm still surprised when I run across a company that has not heard of the great things the Export Center does. Who is the Export Center and what do you guys do?
Well, just to step back a second, we're part of the Mass Small Business Development Center network, and that's partly funded by the SBA and partly funded by the Mass Office of Business Development. And as part of that, it's grant funded through UMass Eisenberg School. And due to our structure, we're not allowed to advertise. So
right.
The only way we advertise is doing things like this and doing our program. So that's one of the reasons maybe we're not as well known to everyone. But what we do is we offer a range of services for companies looking to export. For example, I'm doing a training program today just down the hall where I've got two real experts, Matthew Bach from Middleton & Schrall and Laura Mullen from LJ Rogers, who are doing a program on export documentation and classification. These are questions we get all the time, really confusing stuff. So we got an in-depth training program going on right now.
Right.
I also do a lot of one-on-one work with companies, market research, analysis. That's kind of what my old job was. So business development, that kind of thing. So we work with a lot of small startups, and then we work with large companies too, especially on issues of export compliance.
Right. No, but it's great to have somebody with your experience working with those companies because it is, going internationally for a company that hasn't expanded or expanded internationally or exported product before, it's lonely and they're not sure how to navigate all of the things from documentary compliance to how to identify a customer overseas. And you work with companies on all phases of that export growth, right?
Right. We get people who are just thinking about exporting, and then we have people who almost backed into it because what happens is they're successful U.S. companies and then their customers move overseas.
Right.
And then they're like, oh my gosh, how do I get paid? How do I ship my product? So, and then we have people who are very, very experienced, but they want to make sure they're in compliance with federal regulations on export controls. And we have a really rigorous program on that too. So we have one-person companies and we have Raytheon that we work with. I mean, it's a really goes the whole gamut.
Right. So one of the things that you mentioned is trade shows and participation in trade shows, and a number of the companies that are here in the building as well as throughout the region benefit from what's called the STEP program, which is can you tell us what is the STEP program?
The STEP program is actually a nice program, and I can't remember what the acronym stands for, State Trade Export Promotion or something like that. It's a matching grant program that gives some federal money to states. It comes through Mass Office of International Trade, with whom we work very closely. And what it offers is up to $12,000 in a matching grant for specific export activities, including trade shows, which I think is one of the best uses of it.
Yep.
There are other activities too, but The companies have to match what they are given, but it is a grant, and it gets them the opportunity to do a trade show overseas, which, you know, can be expensive, right, and this will defray their costs. So it comes, you can get more information about it on our website, Mass Export Center. Just Google it, you'll get there. And I help a lot of companies with their applications. It's it's a really good program.
No, I agree. And one of the things that, you know, as you know, for small companies, they can't afford to do trade shows without having, you know, trade shows are really expensive, especially today. When you talk about the booth activation and the, you know, the flight, especially if it's an international show, getting the team over there, making all the arrangements to get your partners there, you could be talking at the end tens of thousands of dollars in participation. And the STEP program is something that can help that company defray the cost of participation. But that's not the only thing it's used for. It's just one great example of the program, of a program that the Mass Export Center can help you as a small or even medium-sized exporter take advantage of. What are the challenges in growing internationally?
Well, you know, first, the first challenge is a lack of information, right? Where are my best customers?
Right.
And how do I get my products to them, and how do I get paid? That's oversimplification, but those are the initial challenges. After that, the challenges become one of resources. It's time-consuming, yep. It's expensive, you got to send people on the road, you got to make an investment sometimes in staffing an office in other places. You've got to have some people on staff,
right,
who know something about this and building distribution. So it's a time and resource intensive endeavor, but it pays huge dividends.
Right.
And of course, the reason we promote it so much in the state is because it keeps our state enterprises competitive, and it creates a lot of jobs.
Right. But I think that, you know, that point about resources is a good one. It is, you know, as I said for a long time, the Mass Export Center and the Small Business Development Center Network, that is the biggest resource that they provide to companies is time. You know, the ability to help a company to navigate the challenges, in your case, of doing business internationally is helping them free up time that they, especially for a small to medium-sized company, it's challenging to do all of that market research, which is something that that the Export Center helps with as well, and then connecting to federal and other partners to help them to expand their business. Financing always comes up. You know, how do I finance an export transaction? Is there anything that the Export Center does to help companies identify, whether it's funding sources or to finance a transaction?
Well, we work as a referral center to everyone that's out there who provides all kinds of financing,
right,
including export financing. And in fact, we have our Export Expo coming up on December 8th in Boston. And at that event, we will be having a kind of a matchmaking,
right,
activity with lenders who are interested in helping lend to exporters.
Right.
And then there are other resources as well. We work with all the banks, but we also work with all the Small Business Administration and other,
right,
export finance lenders. So if you need financing to undertake an export effort, or to, for example, you get a big order and you need to be able to finance inventory, there are many ways to do that, and we can help you.
Right. That's perfect. In fact, you know, recently, you know, we were talking with Bob Nelson, the regional director of the Small Business Administration, and so it's important for companies to realize that there are a host of resources out there to help them grow their business, and that they don't have to go it alone. And you know, on the export side, helping companies to expand internationally by connecting them to other resource partners, I think, is critical. Nancy, what are some of the strengths? So you've been in the South Coast for a long time now. What do you see as some of our strengths here?
Well, first up, I mean, I've spent a bunch of time, or a lot of time, in New Bedford. So I've seen more scallops than I ever thought. Food I enjoy eating. And so I've worked with a lot of the seafood processors, and we actually have an annual event where we bring international buyers to their door as part of their an activity at the Boston Seafood Show. So I've the strength of, obviously, our natural products coming in through the Port of New Bedford, and that is an effort we do in conjunction with the New Bedford Chamber and a lot of other people to support it. It's a great, great exercise. It's brought in a lot of export sales. So on that end, you have, you know, one of the oldest products in the world, right? Fish. But on the other end, technology products, interesting, innovative products, some of the ones that are exactly right here in this building, I've worked with quite a bit. For example, helping them develop a distributor network. So from very low tech but high demand products to high technology products, it's a wide range. And the South Coast has its own flavor, you know. It's got its own strong work ethic, good people, very determined to succeed, I think. I see that in everybody here.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's great. That's a great way to sum up the region. And but it is interesting from that experience, you know, is there any commonality in working with the seafood processors and, you know, New Bedford being the largest port in the country in terms of the dollar value of landed catch to the technology companies that you mentioned? Is there any common challenge that they all face when doing business overseas?
Well, the common challenge they face is the same challenge kind of all exporters face, and that is, in the face of so many business demands, how do you allocate your time?
Right.
And a lot of times, if you have a local business who's giving you good orders, you focus on that because they're down the street.
Yep.
But your best customer could be in Holland, or it could be in France, or it could be in China.
Right.
So that is a challenge, is to be able to sometimes invest in things that you don't see.
Right.
As opposed to someone showing up at your door with a purchase order. But that's a challenge for every exporter. It's no different here.
Yeah, but I think that's a great point, because it used to be the case, and it sounds like it still is, where a small company would get, you know, they'd have a bread and butter business somewhere, and then they'd get a sort of a one-off order from having gone to a trade show, and usually a U.S. trade show where they meet an international buyer. The international buyer sends them, you know, what effectively is a sort of a test order.
Exactly.
But what happens is the test order ends up sitting on a desk because they're not sure what to do with it.
100%.
So they're not sure. But their first call should be to the Mass Export Center to say, you know, I've got our first export order ever. And I know that, you know, with training programs that you mentioned before, does the Export Center get involved in helping companies understand the basics of exporting?
Sure. And in fact, we have on our website a tremendous online program that we call Export Resource Center. That if you go through the steps on that, you'll get the basics of exporting. But if somebody called me and said, I've got an order, I don't know what to do with it, we'd be down pretty quick to help them. I mean, essentially, it's putting the legs of the stool, right? You need a logistics provider, you need a finance person, and usually that's enough to get you started. I have actually talked to people who go to really big domestic trade shows in the U.S., which have very big international attendance, and they come home with leads, and they don't even follow up on some of the international ones, which, of course, kills me, but we're hoping to make less of that happen.
Oh, good. So if there's one piece of advice you could give that small to medium-sized company about international business or exporting, what would it be?
Get out there, because your customers are out there.
Yep.
And your competitors are out there.
Yep. Yeah, that's great, because, you know, it's not just offensive. You know, you're trying to expand into international markets. It's defensive.
Oh, sure.
Because if you're not exporting, your competition is exporting, and if your competition is internationally, that means that pretty soon they'll be competing in your domestic market
as
well.
That is for sure. So. There's plenty of people waiting to eat your lunch. And not just your scallops.
No, Well, good. Nancy, this is great. And having a resource like you and the Export Center here in the region is critical, I think, to helping us to continue to grow. How does somebody find you?
Well, first off, go on our website. Like I said, I don't know, start a Google like everyone does.
Yep.
Put in Mass Export Center. But the actual is www.mass.gov/export.
Right.
And all of our programs are there. Our staff is there. Our numbers are there. And my actual phone number is 508-999-1388. So if somebody wants to call me. But go to our website. That's a good place to start.
That's great, Nancy. And I know that, you know, in terms of there are a number of resources that are up on the website, including, you know, links to the Partners for Trade training programs, as well as you can find publications like the Basic Guide to Exporting, which is still around. And it's still not a bad primer for somebody who hasn't exported before, needs a little updating, but, you know, certainly.
Actually, there's a good program on the SBA website, which is a modular program on how to export.
Oh, okay. Great.
And I recommend people take a look at that. I actually helped develop that. It's a pretty good little program.
Great. And so would that be found at SBA.gov?
Yep. Yep.
So go, so the Small Business Administration, SBA.gov. But your first call is to the Massachusetts Export Center. Go to Google and type that in. You'll find your regional office. But down here on the South Coast in Southeastern Mass, it is Nancy Loud. Nancy, pleasure having you on the show.
It's always great to see you, Toby.